Okay, we are up to Mitzvah Nun Aleph, the 51st Mitzvah of the Torah, according to the account of the Sefer HaChinuch, says the Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvahs Beis Din Ladun Benezikei Behema, that there's a Mitzvah for the court that it should judge the damages made by domestic animals, made by behemos. So Ladun Bedin Shor HaMazek, that the basin has an obligation to judge a judgment regarding a shor hamazek, regarding an ox that is damaging. Bein shehizek adam kemo shekasuv b'parasha v'chi yigach, whether he damages, he hurts a man, like it says in the parsha, like it says in the Torah, that if he will gore, the ox will gore. Bein shehizek mamon, or whether the ox damages the property, that it says if someone's ox it's yigof, like it hurts another, meaning or that the ox hurts another person's ox. And what does it mean yigof? Yidchof, to like push, to shav umihu, nonetheless, bencha hiziko v'gufo over aglavo nashach v'shinav o afilu hizek v'karnav kulan bechal lashon negiva mashma. Nevertheless, when it says yigof, so that's whether the damage came from the animal's body or from his feet or from his teeth or from his horns, all that is considered like pushing, however he does it. Aval negicha, but when we say gore, to gore a man, lo mashma ele v'keren, that only comes about through the horns of the animal. Batu kvar nesurabu nizkei shor ba'adam medichlit b'farashas ki yigach v'heimis, to mashma v'heimis mikol makom bein benegicha bein b'shar dvarim. Right, so nonetheless, since we are able to include the other forms of damaging for that an ox will do to another man, because it also says in the parsha the himis, and the fact that it says the himis and the person will die means that you can die from anything. So just like you could die from anything, so too you can be damaged by anything. So the damaging from one ox to a man, the damaging from one ox to a man will take place, will be considered part of this prohibition, and will therefore need to be judged over this, whether or not the ox does it with his horns, he could do it with any part of his body, and that will be considered harming the man. V'lav dafka shor, and not only are we talking about a shor, even any animal, any behema means like a domesticated animal, as we said at the beginning, or chayav, like a wild animal, or any like bird, sheiziko, that damages someone else, chayav ela shediber hakasav barag. And so even if this animal will damage another man or damage another person's property, nonetheless, all of these things seem to apply to all animals that belong to someone else, and one will be chayav over these. And the reason why the pasuk says specifically that an ox is doing these things is because it's just like the more normal situation that it might happen. So therefore, that's why we say that word. But really, it applies to all animals. We already said that all in the mitzvos that come regarding Dvar Mishpat, regarding like a matter of law, Shor Shechadahana, there's one root for them, the Dvar Muskalhu, and it's like a very logical idea. There needs to be law and order in the country. V'ini Tzarich L'chazoros U'b'chol L'chas V'chas. I don't need to remind you again, for every single time we talk about a general law, I don't need to remind you why we have these laws. Dinei HaMitzvah, the laws of this mitzvah, could go in Eizehum HaMuad, what animal is considered a muad, V'hatam, V'achiluk Shebenehan, and what animal is considered a tam, and the difference between them, U'dvarim Shehabahim and the things that an animal will be considered a muad at the beginning, or that it will take a while for him to become like a custom. He needs to do something repeatedly to become a muad. So what are those different things that an animal has to do? The hergel ze, the eze inyan yihyesh shenachzi kena v'muades. Regularity that an animal has to do, how is it that how does he have to damage to be considered a muad regularly? How is it that the animal goes back from being a muad to a tam? And the five animals that are considered a muad from the beginning, and the different type of properties, the different types of areas that are damaged, and how and what the law is for those. Umash nikra avos benezik and umash nikra tolados, and there's and also the laws of what's considered like an avos, like a primary damage, and what's considered a tolda, like a secondary damage, like the kilcha Shabbos. You have the avos malachos and the tolados malachos. V'achiluk shebeinayan v'achas, and the difference between these two things, and that it only comes in one area. V'zini hashmiros she'adam chayav l'shamran kadei shelo yaziku, and the laws of guarding that a person's obligated to guard his animal so that he doesn't destroy or that he doesn't hurt. That he's chayev o yipater behen, and how one is obligated in this, or how one is exempt from this guarding. V'yaser rabbi paten, all the many other laws that go into this mitzvah, mevoar b'shisha parakim rishonim min bava kama. They all appear in the first six parakim in bava kama. Ve'ila hadinen hanikran dinei kenasos, and these are the laws that are called dinei kenasos. Kvar, or rather, these laws that are called dinei kenasos. Kvar amarno she'im danin osan. We already said that these laws that are related to laws of fines are not judged. Ella she'im danin osan. Ella based in hasmuch. It needs to be a basin that has smicha, that's in the land of Israel. But nonetheless, at the end of the day, based on Hashem's rules, based on the laws of the heavens, may not be enforceable by any other court, but the Hashem wants you to pay, and the Dinei Shemayim, a person is obligated to pay in all places. And if the person who is damaged, if he takes it from you, then we don't take it out of his hands anywhere, no matter what. So that brings us to the end of Mitzvah Nun Aleph. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mitzvah Nun Beis. But for now, we'll stop right here.